All right, it's 12:06. This meeting is reconvened. For the record, Commissioner Gilman had to leave due to an emergency, so it's just Vice Chairman and myself. Just for the sake of it, I'm going to reread 23, even though I believe I did. Recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 24, which is discussion for possible action. Approval authorizing the county manager to approve and sign scope of work with Loomis & Associates in accordance with the Master Services Agreement to perform county facility condition assessments and space needs assessment for the total amount not to exceed $107,400. This project conforms to Goal 6.1 of the Story County Strategic Plan. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne. Section 6 of the Story County Strategic Plan suggests that we do a study to look at our existing buildings as well as potential future buildings in the county for facilities for administration and other uses. They include the Piper's Cottage, the Comptroller's Office, the B Street Barn to a small degree, the Virginia City Senior Center, the Courthouse, the County Jail Emergency Management Office, the old Nevada Bell Building, and the District Attorney and Sheriff's Office on C Street. To look at the viability of the offices, the efficiency of them, the repairs that are needed, whether the buildings like the one on C Street could be put back into private use and turned back into storefronts, things like that. The strategic plan knows that the county's growing over time, and remember, this is a 10 and 20 year plan. This is not necessarily what's happening today, and knows that some of our facilities, some of those critical, are in dire need of repair and or replacement. We also want to make note that the school district is very near complete with their plan to unify the school down at the high school facility, and that those two buildings that they're occupying now will become available, and this study will include those as what they are potentially to be used for: county administrative offices, convention center, senior and community services, whatever it might be, is part of this study. So we have retained, or would like to retain actually, Loomis & Associates for this purpose as specified in the language, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
All right, thank you, Austin.
You're welcome.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
I'm just curious how this particular study will interface with, for example, the facility we have out in TRI. You know, we've dropped kind of a chunk of change out there to recharacterize some of those spaces internally out there, and with the potential for having to do more. Is there any sort of interface? I realize it may not be included in the assessment, but as we look at the future and where we're going, it seems like that should be part of the conversation.
I'm happy to answer that question. In this case, we're looking at mainly the facilities, one that we're in and where we are currently with our staff and our growth, and the Virginia City, kind of the town center or the county seat. There is not a consideration for Fire Station 75 or the Tri-McCarran Center in the study. We can always do an addendum to this if you were to approve this today. If you would like to consider that building in the study, that could be done later if you would like.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any, are you prepared to make a motion?
I am. Yeah, I think it's important for us to get a real good handle on what we have and where we're going. So, hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to authorize the county manager to approve and sign the attached scope of work with Loomis & Associates in accordance with the Master Services Agreement to perform county facility condition assessment and space needs assessment for a total amount not to exceed $107,400. And I find that this project conforms to Goal 6.1 of the Story County Strategic Plan.
All right, there's a motion. I'll second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. On to item number 25, discussion for possible action, presentation, public workshop, discussion, and all consideration and consideration directing staff regarding updates to the Story County Strategic Plan for fiscal year 25-26. Are you ready?
I am. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. Lisa Maciel is up here with me as well. We're going to work together with our departments and others on the strategic plan update. As you're aware, in 2020, you all put together goals and objectives and a mission and vision statement for the county for a countywide strategic plan. From that, we had worked each year with each of our departments and elected offices on aligning our goals and objectives with the overarching that the board had created. At this point, it is time again, we want to revisit all of our local strategic plans and also would like to provide you and this board an opportunity to look at the countywide strategic plan, including the vision and mission statement, perspectives and goals, see what you feel about those, and that'll help give the rest of us guidance on where we want to go in our departments and elected offices to meet those targets. So today, really, I planned, unless you would like to go deeper, is to introduce you to the topic, provide the documents that exist in the record, which are attached to this, as well as posted online on the county website. And if you'd like to talk about these today and get some direction, the language allows for that. Otherwise, I'd be happy to bring this item back to the November 5th board meeting for a more thorough discussion with you and the public on where you would like to see, if any, changes on these elements of the plan.
All right.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Vice Chairman, do you have any questions or comments right now?
I just have a couple of kind of structural questions so I understand what I'm, because I looked through this draft or talking paper. Is am I reading it right that the new things to consider, are there new things to consider, statuses? Can you just talk me through blue type, black type, the what I'm looking at, what's new, what's existing?
Yeah, so I think if you look at the packet, there's the vision, mission, and perspective goal statements are included. That's what currently exists. And then the overall countywide strategic plan with the goals and perspectives is attached as well. And if you remember two or three meetings ago, we had gone through all those goals and objectives and assigned them a green, a yellow, or a red to really determine whether we've met that goal or whether we may are still working on the goal or if the goal isn't met at all. And so that document's attached for that reason, for you all to take a look at that and feel like, you know, where do we want to go? Do we want to continue on the same path? What changes do we want to make? I think the most important thing at the moment is really to look at the vision statement. I'd be happy to read it for all of us, and the mission statement, because that's really the kind of the guiding light of what we want to target before we get into those other items. With Linda Ritter in 20 and 2021, you all have done a SWOT analysis with the county, our strengths, our weaknesses, our opportunities and threats. I don't really know that there's been a lot of changes in those. There's a lot of similarities, but I'd be happy to bring those back to you at the next meeting so we can discuss them and look at maybe any additions that you might want to make at that time, as well as maybe some of the findings from those reports in 20 and 21 to help you kind of see the discussions that happened then and what, you know, that how that might be relating today.
Okay.
I don't have any questions at this moment.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind at a just kind of taking a quick review of the SWOT analysis and take a look and see if they need to be updated or if we feel it's all still where we're at.
And again, today was really just the purpose of introducing it and publishing it.
Yeah. Very good. Well, yeah, I'm supportive of over. It starts on page 288. I'm in favor of taking some time over the next few months or what have you to make sure that this reflects where we currently are and to see if there's anything that we need to address.
That works for me. Is there any? You mind if I go to public comment real quick? Right. Is there any public comment right now? All right, not seeing any. Austin, regarding your initial question about the vision and mission statement, I am comfortable with both of those, and I feel those are both accurate at this time. So I don't have any other questions unless you do, Vice Chairman.
No, I'm on board with that. And I think what I want to do is I want to delve a little bit into the goals and just make sure that in my mind, the goals that we've set align as closely as we want them to with both the vision and the mission statement. And so, like, for example, you know, in the mission statement, it's, you know, preserving our past is fairly clear. Embracing our future may be a little less, it may be a little more ambiguous. And so I just want to make sure that we're addressing that piece of it adequately, but I haven't taken the time to go through in detail yet to have any specific comments on that. So I'll put that on my plate.
Okay. Is there anything else you need from us right now, Austin?
This is really as far as you want to take it today. Again, this was really just to introduce the topic, publish it for the public, put it on the website. I didn't expect 3 days of NRS posting would be enough for everybody to digest this. So it's posted now, and then we'll have the same thing at the next one. We can add some of those past materials or at least discuss them at the next meeting, at least give Commissioner Mitchell, especially because I don't think you were here when we were putting some of these things together at the early parts with Linda Ritter, give a little background and perspective on that. I'd be happy at the next meeting, too, is to go over all those goals and objectives like we did that one meeting kind of as the quarterly update and look at not just whether we met the goal or need to meet the goal, but do we want to make adjustments and changes to those goals?
Okay. Given that we're kind of leaving it open-ended, is a motion appropriate at this time, or do we just let it go and say it's going to come back on our next agenda?
A motion was put there in case you all decided you really wanted to start diving into this thing today. But if you just direct staff to proceed just like you have discussed already, I think that would be sufficient.
Okay.
So no motion needed? Because it doesn't sound like we're going any different direction.
I think a motion is needed.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, thank you.
Are you comfortable, Brian, that no motion is okay?
No action.
No action? Okay.
Yep. Okay.
I'm good. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chairman, you want to take item 26?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I'll introduce it since it's fairly lengthy. I just want to put on the record that I'm not the one that suggested this long a description for the item, though I am known to talk a lot.
Right.
This item 26, I'll be happy to read it and then provide just a little bit of background. Pursuant to a request by Commissioner Mitchell, discussion and possible consideration directing county staff to research and engage in preliminary outreach and or discussion with the owners and or representatives of property commonly known as Cottonwood Springs and listed as for sale and approximately described as 365 acres located at APNs, and there are about half a dozen of them listed in our agenda. Virginia Ranches, Story County, Nevada, for the potential future purchase, lease option, barter or trade, transfer or other means for potential acquisition or use by Story County or its designees for a purpose of recreation, conservation, preservation, or dedication to a nonprofit organization for similar uses, potentially benefiting the public, area residents and landowners, wildlife and the natural environment, or other uses deemed appropriate by the board, and to report its findings to the board at a future meeting for potential consideration. So to summarize that, I was thinking a bit about this area, Cottonwood Springs, and noticed that it had been, this time it had been for sale for about a year and a half or so, but it had been on and off the market since 2020. It looks like the current owners have owned it since 1998, and it, to me, it's really kind of a treasure here in the county, and I don't know how often it would come up for sale. And my thought was to avoid unbudgeted expenses or things that are not in our plans, I thought it might be worth instructing staff to inquire and see if the owners of the property would consider some sort of a purchase or option agreement. Not to purchase it right away, but to have the option to buy it within the next few years. And what this is not designating what specifically it would be used for, but that conversation would happen in public process going forward. But it seems that, as was described, whether it's recreation, conservation, preservation, or some combination of those uses, it seems like it would be a valuable asset for the county to consider, along with the petroglyphs that we have out there as some sort of a public recreation or preservation facility. And so so that was my purpose in bringing it forward, given that it's been on the market for a while. If it were to sell, I would imagine that it would not come up again for sale for quite a while, or someone would have some sort of plans to develop it in some way. So that's what I'm presenting to the board for consideration.
Thank you. I just want to add, it was brought to my attention recently that I guess somebody had caught wind of this and maybe thought that the county was going to buy this, subdivide it, and build a bunch of houses. So as far as I personally am leaning, that is definitely not a use that I would be interested in looking at on the record.
I think the item is clear enough that these kind of the specific thoughts that I had, but again, this would be a decision for the board to make with public input, are around recreation, conservation, preservation, or those type of uses.
Yep.
I thought at least some portion of it as a county park, whether that's developed or undeveloped, and potentially other uses, developed or undeveloped, for public access.
Yep. Personally speaking, I think it's a great idea. It's definitely an asset. I'll admit on record that back in the early 80s, my wife, along with a ton of other families, would go and get their water from there. There's a beautiful spring back there. And I know it's been a cherished spot for at least dating back to the early 70s. So, I would hate to see something happen to it.
Well, and that's part of my concern. Part of my concern is that with it in private ownership but not tightly controlled, meaning that it's not fenced, it's not monitored on a regular basis, I'm concerned that, you know, some of those, the big cottonwoods out there in pretty rough shape, they've been used for target practice.
Yeah.
And I think that the possibility of preserving the natural resource that is there has some appeal. So,
yeah. Do you have any other comments, or see if the public has anything they want
to
add? No,
I'd be happy to hear if the public has input on this.
Great. Is there any public comment on this item?
Located on this property?
I can't hear you until you announce.
James Dean, just a public comment. Are the Petroglyphs located in this area, or is that a different area?
They're like 7 miles closer to Lockwood.
Okay, so they're that nowhere close, because I was going to put my next budget to get a remote camera down, possibly at the Petroglyphs. And if you're looking at preservation, we've deployed cameras at the 5 mile reservoir. They've been working great for 6 months. Public Works loves them. They're reliable.
Oh, good.
Night vision, things like that. You know, if you got people doing destructive acts, I know people are concerned about the petroglyphs getting defaced and things like that. So we have the technologies now that are proven and tried and true. So just keep that in mind. I'll probably be putting that in next year's budget.
For the petroglyphs?
For the petroglyphs.
Yep, wonderful.
To James, just
go. Yeah, please.
I just want to remind James, we do own the Petroglyphs property. It's about 80 acres, so that is already county owned. So if you want to do something like that in the budget, it would be county owned.
Thank you.
Yep. Any more public comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Hugh Gallagher, for the record.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me that Commissioner Mitchell is mentioning something in somebody else's district, since Gold Hill, Virginia City hasn't got a whole lot in the last 3.5 years. But my question is, there was a planning commission meeting in the Highlands in August, I believe, in which there was discussion of corralling the horses and putting the horses in pens or whatever. And does this have anything to do with that?
I'll jump in. I think the horses and pens was for evacuation purposes, if I'm not mistaking the conversation. The
conversation was buying land so that the horses could be rounded up. Story County would be paying for that property.
I don't recall that, but go ahead.
All right.
Maybe I wasn't there for that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne, for the record, I'm going to recall the best I can of that town hall master plan update. I don't remember it being anything like that. One, I can say, no, there was no discussion about Cottonwood Springs being used for horse purposes at all at the meeting or anything in relation to this agenda item. As far as horses being discussed at the meeting. It's likely there were horses discussed at the meeting. It's possible that somebody brought up at the meeting some kind of a horse-related item, and we were taking public comment. And I can go back and look at the notes of that meeting and see what specifically was being discussed. But as far as Cottonwood Springs, this agenda item, any relation to them, or indirectly or directly, absolutely not. And I will go back and look in the record and see, you know, what was discussed about horses and or
property. Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah, with providing four horses, I'd be happy to even bring that back to this board at a future meeting, like the next meeting, just to share the findings with you.
Yeah, the only discussion I'm aware of is that during evacuation for large animals, that we needed a place for horses. But obviously, please find out, because I don't remember, and I apologize for cutting you off.
No, that's quite all right, and I'm happy to respond as well. If I remember correctly, there was also some rounding up happening around that time down close to Reno, that there was some concern expressed by residents that was not really not in our county and not anything that we had anything to do with. No, as I understand it, there's a bubbler or a watering facility either on or near this property. I haven't been able to ascertain if there are water rights included with the property or not. That's something that staff would have to figure out. Certainly, I'm not at all advocating any sort of change in our posture towards the horses. But certainly, if water rights were included, it would have an opportunity for us to decide to continue to provide that water for the horses if that's something that we wanted to do, access, however. But no, if I had to summarize it, I see this as a good potential county park. I think that's what makes good sense. I know a lot of people both in town and in the other parts of the county recreate out there already, and it seems like a good place for that.
Thank you. And just to recap, so there was a spring there, and they capped it because the spring is doing a ton of damage to the road. So there is actually a wellhead there that happens to fill a trough.
Right.
But people also shoot the trough up, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I went out by there not too long ago, and the trough is there. It's overflowing a bit into the road, and there's a little bit of degradation, but not too bad.
Yeah.
As of right now, so.
Yeah, the water out there is great, so. All right, is there any other public comment?
Sarah Sturtz for the record. I just wanted to say that there are several grant opportunities that we could pursue for this parcel of land. And we can, a lot of those grants, they have you either do easements or covenants on the property, and that would protect it from future development. So like, for example, if we did Land and Water Conservation Fund, that would put a permanent easement on the property. So in perpetuity, that would have to be used for outdoor rec or conservation or things like that. And right. I know there's also a grant with Conserve Nevada, and I believe that also puts maybe an easement or covenant on the property. So there are grants we can pursue for this.
Great, thank you.
Well, and I will point out there, again, about half a dozen different parcel numbers here. And I'd say each of them are about 40 acres, give or take. And so what that allows potentially is different uses within the conservation / outdoor recreation space, not necessarily all at one time. And this is why specifically the idea is not necessarily to look at a purchase right away, but potentially to acquire the right to purchase in the future. So we have lots of time to look at all of the different situations and funding mechanisms and to figure out if it is something that the residents of the county want to go ahead with. Typically, you can acquire a right to purchase for a fairly nominal amount that gives you a period of time to then negotiate or to finalize an agreement.
Thank you. Laura, did you have something?
Mm-hmm. Laura Mather for the record. So as we're thinking about this possibility, this would be a great opportunity for us to use this piece of property as our land swap for the Miners Park requirement that we have. We are in the process of moving part of that to the community chest. And when we do that, I don't want it to be forgotten that we still have that requirement. So this would, you know, I encourage everybody to think about that as we're talking about the possibilities. It would be a great land swap piece of property.
Great. Thank you. Any other public comment? All right. Not seeing any. I am prepared to make a motion. Are you?
I can if you want me to.
Go for it.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Sure. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct county staff to research and engage in preliminary outreach and or discussion with the owners or representatives of property commonly known as Cottonwood Springs and listed as for sale and approximately described as 365 acres located at APNs 004.241.71, 004.241.70, 004.241.69, 004.241.68, 004.241.67, 004.281.45, and 004.281.44, and 004.281.25, Virginia Ranches, Story County, Nevada, for potential future purchase, lease option, or barter, or trade transfer, or other means for potential acquisition or use by Story County or its designee, and to report its findings to the board at a future meeting for consideration.
All right, there's a motion. I will second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. On to item number 27, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings, A through G. Vice Chairman, any questions or comments about those?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding these second readings? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item 27 listed as A through G.
All right. I will second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 28. It's the second and final time for public comment during this meeting. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any. It's 12:33 p.m. This meeting is adjourned.